The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevam is Daf Tzadik. We have a Tosfos on Amud Beis, which is a little bit of a lighter Indian, gives us a little bit of a break in the middle of the Shveri Yevamis and Yonim. This is the Tosfos that deals with the Yonim of when the mitzvah of Levishas Tzitzis is. The mitzvah of Tzitzis, as the Tosfos says, if a person has a beggar of Dalit Kanfois, then he has to put on them tzitzis. What happens if a person doesn't have? Tefillin is a definitive chiyuv every morning, the whole day. Why we put on only by in the morning, we're not going to discuss now, but the mitzvah of tefillin is a definitive mitzvah to put on tefillin. The mitzvah of tzitzis is on a beged of dalit kanfois, a person should have tzitzis. Others call this, give this a definition of a mitzvah kiyumis, that a person is not mukhoyiv, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a something that a yid has to do if he gets himself into a certain situation. I don't know whether that definition is right. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis in the situation where a person has a beged of dalit kanfois. The same way a person is allowed to live on a park bench. But if he builds himself a house, then he has to put on a mezuzah. That's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So where exactly chiyuvis and kiyumis are is subject to debate. Tosfos is in discussion of the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about being oikir divrei one of the examples that the Gemara gives is sadin b'tzitzis. Deiraiso, sadin, which is like silk, is a material which is like silk, would be mechuyev in tzitzis. If it's mechuyev in tzitzis, one could then take a beged of, it's like tzemer, and one could take a beged and tzitzis of tzemer. And even though it would be klayim, but there's a heter klayim in tzitzis. And over here, Chazal said, in order to, what's going to happen is, sadin is sometimes used for big delilah or potter, because it says, mitzvah by tzitzis says, biyoyim, or isem or isoy. So it's a mitzvah only by big delilah, but like big delilah, the Gemara says in Menachos. If it's a mitzvah that's not by big delilah, sadin, which is used mostly for big delilah, similar to the materials that we use for something lighter to wear at night, Matzemer, then Lechoiro, it's going to be potter, he's going to make it from Shannis, he's going to be having a lot of Shannis. Chazal's Eitzah was to be Oiker the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, Sadin is potter from Tzitzis. A person has a beggar of Dalit Kanfois of Sadin, it's potter from Tzitzis. Lechoiro, we're being Oiker, Tosfos says. The Gemara says we're being Oiker, Dvar Toiro. The Gemara says over there also, Sheval Taisa, Kumbatse. Tosfos says, Sadin, but Tzitzis, hey, have a Sheval Taisa. The top Tosfos in Amud Beis. The chimechasa betalus, the bas chiyuvi. As soon as he puts on the talus and he doesn't have tzitzis in it, vein by tzitzis are ever be a nine. That's a sheval taisa. He's being oikir b'kum vasei. The eshloima, fundamental hagdora of the mitzvah. Tosfos answers the b'shas ituf when he puts on the beged of dalit kanfois. Ituf is literally the putting a little prayer on the talus. We swing it around our head. That's the ituf. The b'shas ituf akati lo mechayev ad achash misatev. The ksuscho mashma, the Torah says, ksuscho in the parasha of tzitzis and kiseitze, mashma shatem uchuse bo kvar, vashetechase bo osa ledrosh achrinim. Tosfos says that there's no mitzvah to put tzitzis on a beged of dalit kanfois, and that he's being oiker by putting on the beged. If he's wearing the beggar, which is a lot of persons allowed to wear a four-cornered, even if he's not Mexican, he's allowed to wear a four-cornered garment. If he wears a four-cornered garment, then he has a chiv to put on tzitzit. At that point, it's only sheval taisa. It's only afterwards. The putting on the beggar is not the bitl mitzvah, say, without the tzitzis. Wearing the beggar and not putting on immediately tzitzis, that's the bitl of the mitzvah, say, that's only b'sheval taisa, not b'kum vasei. Adkan, the Mechudosh Degar Dora of Tosfos and Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Achroinim, really the Bali Tosfos, a different place than Shas, have different nafkaminis in this definition of what the mitzvah is. First of all, to explain the Nusach of Lehis Atev Batzitzis. The mitzvah is Lehis Atev Batzitzis. According to this definition of the mitzvah Tosfos at the end of our Tosfos, has a hard time understanding how we make a bracha l'satan. There's no mitzvah in the ituf. After the ituf, one is wearing the garment, one is then mechuyev to put in tzitzis. There's a mitzvah of hatolas tzitzis. There's no mitzvah of putting on the beged. Why do we make a bracha l'satif? By the way, interesting shaila. The Gemara says that zekeli vanveyu, the pasuk by Shiras Hayom, we dash zekeli vanveyu his hader b'fun of the mitzvahs. The Gemara says that one should the concept of hider mitzvah. Lulav no. The Gemara says over there talis no. Amongst other examples, talis no. Is the talis a mitzvah? The tzitz is a mitzvah. It would be a mitzvah to make the tzitzis out of extremely beautiful strings. Is there an inyan of putting on a silver atar? Is there an inyan that the wearing a Turkish talis, that the talis itself should be a finer material? There's no mitzvah in the talis. The mitzvah is the tzitzis. This again would seem to indicate, not like this mechudesh digitaych basis, that the mitzvah is a beged of dal kanfois to wear. But the beged is part of the mitzvah. So this goes into Tesis Zahara on this understanding of the mitzvah. That's one place where this understanding or alternative understanding of the mitzvah tzitzis expresses itself. There's the Hagdor of Kumna Sevishem Atazin Tzitzis, which is the subject of Tesis. And then there's a Chiddush in the Tesis Zahara over here, B'Shem Ritzvo, the same Chiddush is in the Mordecai. What would be if somebody would have a beged of dal kanfois? And he puts it on for the first time on Shabbos. Says the Ritzvah, a tremendous Chiddush. A Chiddush that none of us would say, Misvoris Atzmeinu. L'chor, if the beggar doesn't have dal kanfois, if it doesn't have tzitzis, it's also a win. Beggar of dal kanfois. What would be if a person standing someplace and his a few of the strings get pulled out, one whole part of the tzitzis gets yanked off, gets caught in a hook, and the whole side gets ripped off. He has to immediately remove his beggar. Every second that a person is wearing a beged of dal kanfois without tzitzis is mevatel mitzvah semi deraisa. What would be, says the Ritzvah, if he puts it on Shabbos? On Shabbos there's nothing you can do about it. Says the Mordechai, depends how we understand the mitzvah. According to the simple understanding that the mitzvah or the bittul mitzvah is wearing a beged with dal kanfois or wearing a beged of dal kanfois without tzitzis, putting on a beged of dal kanfois without tzitzis is a bittul mitzvah. Say, a person puts it on Shabbos, he's also a bittul mitzvah. Says the Mordechai, but if we understand like Tosfos, putting on the beged of dal kanfois is not the definition of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is thereafter not doing the mice of tying on the tzitzis. Tying on tzitzis on Shabbos, even if it's not a double knot, which might not be an isik shir deraisa, but over here, since it's a kesher shakayama, all the places can say tightening tzitzis knots is a malacha deraisa of shir. So one can't make tzitzis. The mitzvahs are say of dilim tasalukha, aksuscha, tying on the strings, the tassels, tzitzis, whatever you want to call them, onto the corners of the begodim, onto the corners of the four-cornered beged, is not shayach on Shabbos. You can't do it. If you can't do it, it's not mevatlo mitzase. Shabbos comes first. So Mordechai says, if a person has a beged of dal kanfois, he's allowed to put it on. According to this Baal Tosfos, he's allowed to put it on the beged. He's allowed to put on that beged on Shabbos. That's another ramification of this chakir, what the mitzvah of tzitzis is. The Mordechai brings two shittas, which seem to be arguing in this chakir. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis in Arachayim Siman Yud Gimel Seif Gimel holds like this chiddush. He says Shabbos you're allowed to put it on. The Magen Avraham, the Taz over there argue, is this because of the machloikis? The Rambam holds. Rambam reaches a compromise. Rambam says that to put on a beged of dal kanfois on Shabbos lechatchila is also. He's not making like the Mordechai. Says, but let's say a person someplace and tzitzis get ripped off, and to tear off the beged in public, person has a talus, let's say, he's in shul Shabbos morning, and one whole side, one whole tzitz becomes possible. Does he have to take off his talus and daven from Sheikh and Adel after Musaf without a talus? Imagine he's in Baal Simcha, there is no other talus. You can borrow a talus from the shul, fine, but everybody knows it's not his talus. There's an Indian of Kovar Abiris. He says over there you could rely on the Mordechai. Since you can't fix it, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Say you can wear a beged of dal kanfois without fixing, because there's no possibility of tying the knot. As I stated, Ramah, the Magen Avraham, the Taz argue, is that because there's a machloikus over here, so Ramah is machmir lechatchila and make of the evid, or he holds that beds and melachos like the Mordechai, the rice there wouldn't be an issur. Midrabbanon, we would be machmir. We tell him that he has to put on the beged with ready-made tzitzis. The mitzvah is not. Is to have the tzitzis on before. If they're kavod abis, we can be making on a chumra de rabbanon. similar, we had the concept of Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Tes says that Kavra Brias is a chiluk between Issa Deraisa and Mitzvah Sei Deraisa, and Mitzvah Sei Derabanan, you'll say the same thing. Mitzvah Sei Derabanan, it could be Mevatel, being that Deraisa, he's not Mevatel the Mitzvah of Tzitzis by having on the Beged without the Tzitzis. Now, the Shagas Aryeh digs a little bit deeper into this thing. Let's assume like this. The mitzvah is that after the beged is on, tying on the tzitzis. If that's the mitzvah, the Shagas Aryeh says, that's not the kumbazeh like this. He says, Lamaisa, after he has on the beged, it might not be the first second. He understands that what Tosis is saying is that before you put on the beged, you're not mechuyev. After you put on the beged, then you're not allowed to wear a beged without dalad kanfus. He says, but Lamaisa, right now you're wearing a beged without dalad kanfus. The Taishul Chor and Tosis is the way we said it, that the mitzvah is not the wearing or the not wearing of the beged. The mitzvah, or the bitl mitzvah, is the tying or the not tying of the tzitzis onto the corners of the beged. The Shagas Aryeh has another kasha. He says, we know, we learned in the beginning of Yevamis, that the reason why klein betzitzis is mutter is because Eser Dechaloysa say. He says, it's not be'idna. As a general rule, Eser Dechaloysa, we've learned in all Yevamis, the klolim of Eser Dechaloysa. One of the klolim is that the loysa say has to take place at the same time as that say. If the loysa say precedes that say, one cannot be over the loysa in order to thereafter be mekayim that say. Oiva Zoi says the Shagas Aryeh, as soon as a person puts on a beged of klayim, boy is a beged of vishas klayim, a subushu beged klayim, he's over a loy sasei. And the mitzvah sasei is only after it's on, he has a chiv to put on the tzitzis. It's not bid, no. How is there a heter? Another kashi has, which is a somewhat of a cute kasha, is that we know you can make the bracha on the sat of a tzitzis besides for the loshim. But on the Hagdorah of the Bali Tosis, the Shagas Aryeh says, as a klal, we make a bracha over lasiyasa, but we make a bracha on any mitzvah as soon as possible, as soon as close to the mitzvah. We make a bracha on the Luvan Esrig, we hold the Luvan Esrig. If the Luvan Esrig are not being held, it's what's called over la over. It's not immediately preceding the mitzvah, it's preceding doing something to prepare for doing the mitzvah. Says if the mitzvah is the putting on the beged l'sa'atev, so I understand you make the bracha right before that, it's over l'asiyosa. But if the mitzvah is after the beged is on, there's a chiyuv mitzvah to tie on tzitzis or have on tzitzis, then it's over la'over. He's putting on the beged, he makes the bracha before he puts on. The putting on is only that which creates that thereafter he'll be mechuyev to have the tzitzis. It's over la'over. That's the Shagas Aryeh's kasha on this hagdorah. Another kasha is that he says that Shev Al Taisim Kum Vaseh, the halachic definition of Shev Al Taisim Kum Vaseh is not totally in doing an act or not doing an act. He finds examples of that, there are sometimes things that we do with a maisa, or things that we don't do with a maisa. The things that we do with a maisa are Shev Al Taisim, the things that we don't do with a maisa are Kum Vaseh. Why? Because of the mahust identity of the law. For example, there's a lav of going to the base, of being in the base of Mikdosh on Yom Tov without a carbon meal. Le'yiroh upon Ireko. What's the lav? The Rambam says that if a person is in the Azorah on Yom Tov without the intent to bring a carbon, he's over the lav. He's there, le'yiroh upon Ireko. But in Loikin, Nedav lav shem b'maisa. Says the Shem, hey, what's lav shem b'maisa? He did a pool. He walked into the Azorah without intention to bring a carbon. Says the Shagas Aryeh, you see from the Rambam that the defining criteria of Shev Al Taisa and Kum Vaseh is not doing it with an act or doing it by sitting in one place. But how do we look at that mitzvah as a whole? The mitzvah of Re'ia, of Le'ro Panei Rekam, is the not bringing the carbon. The fact that he was over by walking in and not bringing a carbon, it's not the walking in. The walking in is the means for him to be in and not bring a carbon. In that case, that's called Shev Al Taisa, it's not called Kum Vaseh. It says, by klayim, By klayim, the halacha is that if a person did a person gets malchus for wearing a beged with shachnis, if a person puts on a beged and it was bainus, he put it on. The Morgan's case, he puts it on that the tax collector, that tax collector shouldn't collect money. He's not putting it on l'shem. I know it's mutter. What happens if thereafter he continues wearing the coat? B'shev al taisim. He's over. Why? Because the ikum mahus of the avera is putting it on. If even afterwards, if he's over the lav by having it on, even though the putting it on wasn't also, he would still be over. Similar idea. But a tome, the lav of the person who's tome, b'tumas aguf, he touched the sheretz, he's tome lames, being in the base of Mikdash. What happens if he became tome when he's in the base of Mikdash? The halacha is, even if he stands there next to second, doesn't run out, he's also over on the lav, even though there's no maisa. And we consider b'kum da'aseh, he's malchus. Not malchus, but there'll be a korban. Why? Because he's standing in one place. He's not going out of the base of Mikdash. No, because the mahus of the lav is going in, a tome walking into the base of Mikdash. It happens to be he's a tome that's standing in one place, not going out. But the essential and definitive definition of the lav is the not going in. So even if he's not going in, even if he's going in by not going out, that would also be considered kumbase. So by tzitzis, the essential definition, says the Shagasaye, is the essential definition by tzitzis is the putting on the beged. It happens to be till after he puts on the beged, then he puts on the tzitzis. Yeah, the Shagasai didn't understand the way we understood. We are understanding that the whole mitzvah is putting on the tzitzis or having on the tzitzis after the beged is on. But this is just some of the criteria that the Shagasai brings down for this mitzvah. Just to find support for these two positions, how to understand the mitzvah of tzitzis in the Rishonim, in Arichayim Chof Aleph, the end of Hilchos Tzitzis, what's tzitzis that are not worn anymore? One can't use them for another tashmish. The tzitzis themselves cannot be used. First of all, one used tzitzis strings to wrap up packages, he would not be allowed to. The beged is mutil l'shtamish boy. Beged shall tashmash shel bezoyin, but the beged of tzitzis one is allowed to use for another purpose. Why? Because the beged is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the putting on the tzitzis. That would be totally an error. The lashon of the Rambam is yatul bo tzitzis, put on the tzitzis onto the beged, v'achach is kasebo. And then, look, that's clear, not like the Mordechai. The Rambam is saying not the mitzvah is yiskasebo and then put on the tzitzis, but the mitzvah is putting on, is the hatolas at tzitzis together with then putting it on with the tzitzis. Lashon the chinuch is different. Lashon the chinuch in mitzvah shin pei vav is la'atol tzitzis bebeged shen niskasebo, to put tzitzis on a beged that one is wearing. That sounds like the Mordechai. Now, on a practical level, what would be if somebody, one string ripped? The person all of a sudden realized that one side of his tzitzis that was out got caught on a nail, got caught on a hook, and it ripped. So one should fix the tzitzis as soon as possible. You can take off the beged, put on another beged, fix it, and then go back to wearing that beged. But let's say that was your beged tzitzis that you have. Is l'chayra, the Magen Avraham in Simon Yutes in Hilchos Tzitzis says, that nifsak chut echod, one is poshu to talis, and then he fixes it, and then he puts it on. L'chayra, the feel of Mordechai is no chiv to take it off. The chiv is when one is wearing a beged to fix it, to put on tzitzis. So he's wearing the beged. There's no isser or there's no mitzvah to wear a beged with dalet kanfis. One who is wearing a beged of dalet kanfis puts on tzitzis. So one who is wearing a beged of dalet kanfis fixes the tzitzis. You don't have to take it off. And that was talking the minig of the chaznish. L'chayra, that means that he was soymich on the Mordechai. Does he have to take off? You don't have to take off the talis. Again, like we said before, it could be the Ramah was semich on the Mordechai only for kavod abrius. But as a lechatchila, let's say a person would be in an open place. He happens to have tzitzis strings on him. He could fix the tzitzis. He wouldn't have to take off his beged in order to fix it. Why? Because then he could rely on the Mordechai and make kavod abrius not to take off his talis cotton in the middle of a store, in the middle of a train. But if a person is in a place where he could take it off, it's not in Rishus Aram. He can take it off, then he'd be mechuyev to take it off, because we don't rely on the Mordechai. L'chayr, that would seem to be the psak of the Rambam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.